you have to do to prepare for his visit?
We had to do many things, Steve. When the notice came to us that the president was going to be on campus, we had already had some preliminary indication that that type of a visit might be forthcoming. We were somewhat prepared for the event. However, once we began to make the final preparations, more specific interface with the presidential advance team and the Secret Service began to take place. Many of the plans that we had previously had to be changed at that point to become considerably more comprehensive than anything we thought we were going to be dealing with.
Hey, let me get a little more specific in certain areas. When they used our campus, obviously security was a major area. What are some of the types of security that we had to take care of?
Well, initially, of course, we felt that the rooms themselves were going to have to be secure. As we spoke with Secret Service, it became evident that they wanted a considerably wider ring of security. We had to close the patty gym, the swimming pool, the ice arena, for the periods of time, not only that the president was going to be here, but from the evening prior to the presidential visit through the presidential visit until the time that the entire presidential entourage had left the campus. We also had to close out several parking lots and work closely with security, the Secret Service, in making sure that there was no trespass outside of authorized vehicular traffic for the period of time from midnight of the evening before the presidential visit, again through the visit. Certain other precautions were taken, of course, which were directly under the control of Secret Service. I'm sure that everyone who was here on campus noted the large numbers of Secret Service personnel associated with the presidential visit. We were part of the coordination of that. However, many of the efforts that were taken, we really were not directly involved with.
Now, security. What use of our security personnel and our safety personnel, such as the fire department and other personnel, were utilized on campus?
Our fire personnel, of course, were utilized to coordinate much of the traffic to and from the place where the president was staying, which was the Murkowski residence, and also to coordinate the traffic to and from the point of collection of all of the individuals visiting campus, that being the fairgrounds. The fire department, the fire chief were our transportation coordinators during that period of time. Along with that, of course, they still had to maintain their responsibility to the Fairbanks Fire District that we serve, as well as the response capability to the university. During the presidential visit, there was a need to make sure that there was standby ambulance service and emergency service available for the presidential visitors in the case of an emergency, and we provided that service as well.
We talked about security. We talked about using the building. What are some of the other things we have to do, such as possibly ground maintenance?
A large portion of the task was preparing the university facilities for a visit of this nature. We certainly wanted to put our best foot forward, and we wanted it to be as appealing as possible. This time of year in Alaska, it becomes very difficult to maintain facilities in their highest state of cleanliness. The breakup and the changes in weather cause mud, cause dirt, cause many things to be in a state considerably less than what we wanted to present to the world and to the rest of the United States. Therefore, we began our task of cleaning and preparation immediately after word became known that the president was going to visit campus. The students had their cleanup day last Friday, which was previously scheduled and coordinated well with our plans. However, there was many areas of the campus that we had to clean up for, especially for the visit. In addition to that, of course, the physical arrangements of the Patty Gym and the Wood Center required several alterations. The main alterations, of course, were taking place at the Patty Gymnasium. The gymnasium had to be wired for the telephones, which were going to be used by the media. It had to be serviced with a much higher capability of electrical service to support the amplification system that the president needed. The entire public address system was one that was given to us by the White House advance team to be installed, while the advance team was responsible for the technical work of the system. We had the responsibility of installing the system and physically doing much of the work. We had many of our physical plant crews working 16 hours a day, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the regular work days, to prepare the gymnasium and prepare the immediate facilities around there for the presidential visit.
I've jumped around quite a bit. Is there anything that you that I haven't covered that you that might have been triggered by something you said?
Well, certainly. I think that there's been work done by several other sections. The public relations section, your own section on the university, had the responsibility of coordinating the events inside the gymnasium and inside Wood Center with the host committee. There were many meetings and many items that had to be resolved. We were instrumental in supplying some of the people who were on stage and coordinating the efforts on stage during the events. We also played a role in interfacing with the media, not only through the presidential visit on campus, but in a much greater role with the visit of the President and the Pope at the Fairbanks Airport.
Anything else? Well, maybe one last question.
There's somebody I didn't mention.
I can't think of anybody. Okay. I was trying to think of it myself, so I ask you. So student affairs you might want to mention.
Okay. Of course, then in addition, the student affairs the student affairs organization of the university was involved in supplying individuals to work as ushers and coordinators through the transportation system. And of course, we had to have participation from the students in having them suffer the disruption on campus and the cancellation of many classes. I feel that the student body has been very inconvenienced throughout this, and they have not only suffered that inconvenience without objecting, and they also have felt that they have become a very major part in the production, and indeed they have.
Two last questions. One, from all of your from your point of observation, did it go well, poorly?
Oh, I think it went excellent. I feel that certainly there were a few last-minute changes in the entire event, but I feel that we put on an event here on the UAF campus that the university can be proud of. Fairbanks, Alaska, can be proud of, and certainly I think that the quality of the event we put on will represent us well to the rest of the United States.
One last question. Are you ready to do it again?
We're always ready to do it again.
Okay. Thank you. Dale, what was it like having the president on campus?
Well, certainly it was exciting. It was had certain aspects to it that were a challenge and interesting to work with the Secret Service.
Now, what were some of the things that our people were doing in your department in particular before this visit?
Well, we worked very closely in assisting the Secret Service personnel. There were a number of aspects that being on campus and working with the campus atmosphere and the campus procedures, we had to have full control over. Certainly the parking and traffic, security coverages of many different areas.
What were some of the precautions that were taken that normally would never even be considered on this campus, or normally wouldn't be going on this campus?
Well, that's tough to answer. Obviously, there was, because of the President of the United States, there were certain security aspects that were taken that probably and undoubtedly have never been taken before and may never be taken again unless we have another presidential visit. For instance, we had counter-sniper teams. Simply the number of law enforcement personnel were on campus exceeded anything that we've ever had before and probably will again. I didn't take a count, but it was excessive when you figure that Secret Service personnel certainly numbered in the dozens, Alaska State Troopers probably the same thing, plus my personnel alone was in the neighborhood of about 20. Well, the White House security, I figure, is part of the Secret Service. Fairbanks Police Department was not heavily obligated, as were the other agencies, because this is out of their jurisdiction. However, they did, even at that, have a few people up here.
What were some of the, were there any real problems caused by having the president on campus?
None. Probably some inconveniences involved in the parking and traffic situation, but I think we had such superb cooperation from the media that most people that did not have tickets to either of the two events held on campus just simply didn't show up. So we really didn't have the parking and traffic problem that we were geared for, which made it quite nice. All in all, it went exceedingly smooth. We were very well pleased.
Did you have any, were there any incidents or any problems or anything like that?
None whatsoever. In fact, everybody concerned with the operation, Secret Service people included, were very well satisfied with the conduct of everybody involved. There were no outlandish displays of protests or anything of that nature. Certainly there were some signs in opposition to some of the president's policies, which is certainly acceptable and expected. But they were very well conducted. So I have nothing but admiration for those people that even displayed signs of opposition. Or opinions of opposition.
When on things like opinions and signs, like the one on the, the Chapman Building, were there many signs or many people opposed or any counter demonstrations or anything at all like that?
Not really. The signs, just simply, if there were many of them, I didn't notice them. Of course, I was so involved in some of the other aspects of security that I'm sure there were a lot that I didn't see, or some, at least some that I didn't see. I'm not even sure how many the president would have seen himself, because he was, once inside the buildings, he was scurried to another building, and so it's hard to say, but I didn't see any extensive amount. I certainly didn't see any pickets or any demonstrations of any consequence.
Now, on the
whoever was the lead agency of this, I don't know. But did they make any effort to try to restrict expression of this nature?
None whatsoever. In fact, when we talked about it, they made a very definite point to not interfere with any demonstrations or protests or opinions in opposition to the president's or the administration. Our only concern was if they got out of hand or where they went beyond the bounds of acceptable demonstration and perhaps moved towards the president and his entourage or anything of that nature. And that's understandably we would have had to step in at that time.
Did you prepare your staff by any specialized training or any special reviews or anything like that?
Not specialized training, but some briefings in going over what we expected of them and where they were to be posted and how they were to conduct themselves and things of that nature. But no prior specialized training. Most of my staff was simply involved in points of control, parking and traffic, and making sure that the entourage got in and out okay, and people were restricted from different areas. It was interesting also to see the difference between having done this on campus with an actual president as opposed to my having done the same thing in prior instances with presidential candidates. Certainly with the president, the security was much more severe and intensive.
One last thing. I've jumped around quite a bit. Are there any questions, anything that you'd like to add that I didn't think to ask you?
Nothing other than the fact that I was not only extremely impressed with the smoothness in the way that the Secret Service and the Alaska State Troopers handled themselves, but I'll have to admit that I was exceedingly proud of my own people, especially when you consider that the majority of out them working the security aspects of this thing were students. But my full-time staff, the office personnel, went exceedingly smooth because of their professionalism.